opposite. I'm fine, Chloe. I guess I'm just getting tired of the same shit every day. She seemed to have gotten more of an attitude as well. Listen, Elle, you don't have to stay. You're free to go. If your parents found out how you're treated here, they wouldn't let you come back. I'm not leaving you, Chloe. I've told you this 1,000 times. She stared at Chloe dead in the eyes, letting her know she still wasn't changing her mind. Averting her gaze, she looked at the steering wheel. Well, we have survived this long by not getting into it with them. I am not like you, Elle. All right, Chloe, I won't fight back. I promise. For some reason, even though Elle was a great liar, Chloe didn't fully believe her words, so she tried to get her to understand. Fighting back doesn't solve anything, Elle. You know that. Turning on the car, she began pulling out. It only makes Cassandra kill you faster. There was going to be hell to pay tomorrow, and she and Elle were on the ticket. Chapter 23. I'll make you regret that, darling. In one quick motion, he jammed the tip of the shovel into the freshly dug dirt, hard enough so it stood straight up. Wiping the sweat off his brow with his blood-stained shirt, he was able to take a moment's break before he climbed out, using the pile of dirt he had expertly removed and placed to get out of the 8-by-9-foot hole. After he got out and looked down at his masterpiece, he thought it definitely looked much different up here than it did down there. Going over to the form wrapped in a dark sheet, he kicked it until it rolled over, falling into what seemed like an abyss. You could always hear when it hit the bottom from the loud thud, and it never failed to bring a smile to his face. Pulling out his cigarettes and lighter from his dirt-covered jeans, he took a seat on the ledge before he put a cigarette between his teeth. The Zippo came to life with a flick of his wrist, and he lit the end, taking a long, deep drag. He knew he shouldn't take the time for a smoke break, but it was a graveyard after all. Halfway through his cigarette, his phone began vibrating, and even though he didn't recognize the number, he had a pretty good guess of who it was. A sexy female voice came over the line. "Is this Luca?" Smiling, he exhaled the smoke that filled his mouth. "Yes, darling, it is."
"What are you doing?" she giggled.
Getting up, Luca knew the hot blonde he had given his number to earlier in the night was going to be easy.
"Smoking," he answered,
starting the easy climb down from his pile of dirt.
"And wondering when you were going to decide to call me."
She pretended to sound shocked by his answer.
"I guess you're not busy then."
At the bottom again, he could see the form he had tossed in earlier. The sheet had revealed a cold, bloody face that had a bullet right between his eyes.
"Not at all."
"Can I meet you in an hour then?"
Luca inhaled, making the cigarette illuminate his rugged appearance.
"That depends on how hard you like to be fucked."
The phone went dead silent before her voice came back, practically moaning.
"As hard as you can give."
"I'll make you regret that, darling," he warned her.
If she hadn't been moaning before, she was definitely doing it now.
"No, you won't."
"1 hour," he told her before killing the call.
It was going to be a bit longer than an hour before he could get to her, but making her wait for him was half the fun. Giving her a warning that she was going to regret that statement was about the nicest thing he had done all day, and he was going to live up to his promise. Flicking his bud on the dead body, he looked down at the man no one was ever going to see again. Any family or friends he left behind would never get closure. Fucker. Luca couldn't care less. The man had gotten what was coming. The only thing that upset him was the fact that he had let the man almost bite his hand off. They had wanted to keep him alive, to question him. But when Luca had let go from the bite, his boss had shot him right between the eyes. Getting back to the matter at hand, he picked the shovel back up and began transferring the pile of dirt back into its place. With each sling of dirt, more and more of the body was covered until the man no longer existed on this earth. Luca took pride in leveling out the dirt to make it flat once again. The hole was 6 feet deep exactly when he threw the shovel up and out of it. Though he no longer had his nice incline of dirt to help him get out, it wasn't hard for him to take a running jump out of it with his 6'3" stature. Now, looking down at it from up here, you wouldn't even know he had disturbed the open grave, or that there was already a man laid to rest. By tomorrow, a Mary Johnson would be lowered in, according to the already placed grave marker, and the dirt would seal not only her, but the asshole beneath her. Mr. Johnson, you'll meet Mrs. Johnson tomorrow. Picking up his stuff, he admired his work one final time. It was scary how good he had gotten at this now. Goodbye, Mr. Johnson. I'll bring you more friends soon. Chapter 24. I'm gonna pass. I'm not into Dick. Parking his car behind Nero's and Vincent's on the street, he got out, wondering why Nero had dragged them to Stephanie's house late at night.
Did you take long enough to fucking get here, Amo?
Nero asked him.
Listen, if we're here to have a foursome with Stephanie, I'm gonna pass. I'm not into Dick, Amo retorted. The last thing I would want to see is your dick. Besides, you don't have to worry.
Nero flashed a smile.
I already took care of Stephanie. And even though I just dropped her off, I'm sure she's already passed out.
Vincent flashed his own smile.
I bet I could wake her up.
For fuck's sake!
Amo was on the verge of a headache.
Can you just tell me why I'm here? Then you two can go back to sucking your own dicks.
Nero's face turned dark, getting serious.
There was a murder tonight.
Blankly staring at him for a moment, Vincent still wanted to know why he was here.
Okay. Who gives a shit?
Amo was clearly as unimpressed as Vincent. Their fathers all worked in the same line, and killing sometimes just came with the territory.
Well, my father just gave me my first job.
That piece of information from Nero certainly made them give a shit.
And when I finish it, I'll be in.
Now he knew why they were there.
Can we get in on it?
I don't know yet. It depends on how difficult the job gets.
You can't tell us what the job is?
Vincent asked.
Nero shook his head. Not yet. Just wanted to give you guys a heads up.
Amo and Vincent nodded their heads in understanding before they all went back to their cars. Getting back into his car, Amo felt his blood start to pump. He was closer than ever to following in his father's footsteps. It was a day he had been dreaming of for as long as he could remember. The day I become a made man.
This is the best day of my life!
Chloe almost couldn't believe it when those words passed her lips as they headed toward the cafeteria. It was the first time ever Cassandra hadn't come to school, and not one person had said anything to them. She hadn't heard freak or waitress all day. Elle chuckled.
I know. Best freaking day ever. I wonder why Cassandra isn't here. Who cares? I never thought one person was the sole reason for high school being such a nightmare for us.
She had thought it was more like Cassandra, Sebastian, Stacy, and Stephanie, plus all the people who wanted to impress them by making fun of her and Elle. Yeah, me either. However, they still weren't stupid, so they reached the cafeteria and got food from the shortest line.
I have to tell you what happened when you left me this morning. By the way, what the hell? Why did you do that?
Elle asked, once they sat down to eat their lunch. It took her a second to realize what she was even talking about, but then it came to her. In their first period English class, Elle hadn't seemed like she was even there. It had seemed like something was wrong, or maybe something had happened. But she had snapped out of it pretty quickly when they realized Cassandra wasn't going to be there today. Anyway, Mr. Evans had given them an assignment of writing a short, 500-word essay the day before, and Elle hadn't turned anything in. Therefore, he had asked to talk with her after class, and that left Chloe getting to second period on her own.
Because Mr. Evans said he needed to speak with you, not me. I knew it was about you not turning in your essay. He wasn't going to talk about it in front of me. You know that. Oh, and why didn't you turn in your essay? It was the first assignment of the semester. I was sick. Listen, I have to tell you something. You're not going to believe who talked to me and didn't want me dead. You were sick? Really? That's the excuse you're giving me? I hope you didn't use that on him.
She didn't believe that baloney for a second.
Yes, I was sick. That's the truth, and he believed me. Why can't you? Probably because not once have you not turned in an assignment. And you get sick all the time. You practically stay sick. There isn't anything that goes around that you don't catch.
Elle started to look like she was hiding something serious. She was the master at lies. So whatever it was, it must be bad for it to affect her to the point of not being able to pull off a lie.
Well, this was a different kind of sick. Oh, okay, sure, a different kind of sick. What in the world is she hiding?
A male voice interrupted her thoughts.
Hey, babe, can I sit here?
Chloe about choked on her food when she turned to see Nero with a tray. She thought she was seeing things.
Wait, did he just call Elle babe?
Elle pointed to the empty seat beside her.
Are you serious? Sit here?
Yes, I was talking directly to you, wasn't I?
Her mouth dropped to the table. The sarcasm was real in their voices, telling her that something must have happened between them. She was pretty sure of it by the way he was eyeing Elle.
Yep, he is, in fact, talking directly to you.
Chloe was on the edge of her seat, wondering what Elle was going to say next.
No, you clearly weren't, because my name isn't Babe. I bet you don't even know my name. So, no, you cannot sit here, Nero. Okay, I wasn't expecting that.
All right, babe. I'll eventually be sitting right there. I can wait.
Nero left with a smirk on his face.
Okay, I wasn't expecting that, either. He definitely liked that answer more than he should have.
Chloe picked her jaw up off the ground and swallowed the food that was still in her mouth.
Don't you think I deserved a little warning? Jesus, Chloe, I tried to tell you twice, but you kept interrupting me. I said you weren't going to believe who talked to me. Well, tell me already. When you left me, I went in the hall, and he bumped into me. I tried to tell him sorry, but he told me not to apologize for something I didn't do. He actually talked to me and wasn't mean.
Chloe felt her mind being blown at this moment.
I can't believe it. Nero is nice?
No way. He is... Elle drifted off.
He wants something.
But I'm not going to find out what it is.
I know exactly who Nero Caruso is, and nice is the last word I would use to describe him. Yeah, but aren't you just a little curious?
Since today was a dream-free day of Cassandra, she wondered how Elle didn't seem the least bit interested.
I know I am.
Chloe couldn't help it. She had always found Nero beyond handsome, and she could live vicariously through Elle. The way he had looked at her friend, with his piercing green eyes, had shown her something definitely was there. And if she could see it, then Elle should have definitely felt it. Chloe was the one who didn't like people around her.
No, I'm not,
Elle told her defiantly.
Well, that was the biggest lie, if I ever heard one.
After that, the rest of the day went on rather quickly, and they found themselves back at Chloe's health class for the last period of the day.
Stay here and wait for me. We're not going to try to be bold just because Cassandra isn't here. Clearly, she's the ringleader, but you know just as much as I do, she is not the only one who likes to ruin our lives.
Chloe nodded her head.
I know. I'll wait right here.
All right. Catch you later. Going into the classroom, she took her seat in the back, hoping Elle would make it to class safely. Even though they were having a great day so far, like Elle had said, they weren't going to take any chances just because the Witch of Legacy Prep wasn't there. When class started, a strong feeling came over her. She couldn't quite place exactly what it was. Looking up from her desk, she glanced around the room, the feeling becoming more unsettling by the second. Getting nervous, she started digging her nails into her palms. Focusing on her hands while she stared at them seemed to help. Slowly, the unnerving feeling began to dissipate, right up until the end of class, when it returned to her full force. Quickly, she again glanced around the room, once more expecting to see the devil's eyes staring at her. When her eyes stopped roving, she found a different pair watching her instead. They might not have been pure evil, but they were black as night. Unable to hold the gaze for even a moment, she averted her eyes and went back to digging her nails into her palms.
Quit being silly.
She tried to talk herself into having imagined it. No one had ever cared to look her way, unless they were calling her a freak. Feeling like she was just being paranoid, she looked back up at him, only to catch Amo blatantly still staring. It was harder for her to move her eyes this time, but thankfully, the school bell saved her.
Bring...
Turning over her hands, she saw the little droplets of blood appear.
You ready?
Elle appeared out of nowhere, seeming a bit disheveled.
Yeah, you okay?
Yes, why wouldn't I be?
Okay, let's go.
It was almost like it was in slow motion when Elle's hand reached out and almost grabbed hers. She had to look away from Elle and down at the floor as she pulled her hand up to her chest.
I'm sorry, Chloe. It's okay. Let's go.
Chloe didn't wait for her to lead the way this time. Instead, she walked right past her and started the journey to her car. That was the closest anyone had been to touching her in a long time, making her realize she was never going to be able to stand human contact. A thought had never been so sad to her until now. Her hand felt like it had almost been burned by the close encounter, and she took a look at it to see the little red marks she had created from Amo staring at her. Chloe had been right to call him a beast 3 years ago.
He just grew into it, more and more, each day.
Chapter 25. A deal was struck. The moment Sebastian stepped up to their lunch table the next day, you could see the rage radiating off him.
Have you heard why Cassandra isn't here?
Even though his rage was directed at Elle, Chloe was too scared to breathe. When Elle didn't answer, he only got angrier.
Well, she was suspended. Do you know why?
Again, Elle didn't even look up at him. Closing her eyes when his hands came up, Chloe's instinct was to think he was going to strike her. She expected it. But she didn't expect the sound when he hit the table instead. It was so loud it caused pure silence in the cafeteria.
I am talking to you, waitress.
Elle finally looked at him, clearly terrified for her life.
Now, do you know why?
Sebastian was losing it by the second.
Do you?
It didn't matter that Chloe had kept her eyes closed. She could still feel it the moment he lunged for Elle.
I better not see you lay your fucking hands on Elle. Ever.
Immediately, Chloe opened her eyes to see Nero intervening.
I don't want to see you talking to her, or even looking in her direction, and that goes for Chloe, too. Because if you do, I will make damn sure everyone in this school will be calling you the freak. Do you understand me?
What? She looked just as shocked as Sebastian did. Nero came off much more frightening than Sebastian ever did, confusing her about which one she should really fear. After Sebastian nodded his head, he was released. It didn't take Nero slamming his hands down on the table to command the students' attention.
Their names are Elle and Chloe, and you will call them by their names.
She had to look at Elle to see if she had heard him correctly. Standing up for them to Sebastian was one thing, but sending a message to the whole school was something different altogether. This was Nero Caruso. He was practically the king here, and anything he said had everyone falling in line.
You okay? He asked Elle.
Yeah, I'm fine.
The two girls continued to look at each other, trying to make sure this was real.
Do you think I could sit here now?
For the most part, Chloe was okay with Nero, and she could definitely deal with him for Elle. She knew something was for sure going on between the two, so him sitting with them one day wasn't going to bother her. She'd had to learn to deal with much worse from all the events her father had dragged her to through the years.
Sure, why not?
Elle smiled at him.
Yep, something is.
Good.
However, she wasn't expecting Nero to wave his friends over. Her nerves started to set in. She wasn't going to be able to deal with them coming over.
What are you doing?
Al asked, moving closer to Chloe.
I'm sitting here. And they sit where I sit.
He said matter-of-factly.
No, I said you can sit here. I didn't say they could.
What's the big deal?
A second passed before he figured out why, by the way Elle was blocking Chloe.
They can't sit here, Nero.
Stopping his crew by just a motion of his hand, he said.
But, Elle, listen. Letting them sit here will make sure no one will ever say or do anything to you and Chloe again. They won't hurt you. I promise. They won't touch Chloe, either. I give you my word.
She could see it on Elle's face when she looked at her, that the last bit had sealed the deal.
Taking a seat beside Chloe, she gave him a warning.
You better not be lying to me, Nero.
Nero nodded for his crew to come over again, and with that, a deal was struck.
It's going to be okay. I haven't let anyone in here hurt you, have I?
The words Elle whispered over to her were true. She had never let anyone touch her, always offering herself up for bait if it came to it. This last semester was going to shit in a handbasket, and she knew Elle was only agreeing to it for protection. Therefore, she shook her head, letting Elle know she understood.
Please don't let him sit next to me.
She held her breath when the biggest one came into view. For some reason, almost scared her the most. She didn't know if it was his size or his dark eyes, reminding her of... Her breath released when Leo was the one to take the seat beside her after Nero's guidance. Then Nero sat down on the other side of Elle, while Amo and Vincent took the other remaining seats across.
This is my little brother, Leo.
Then he nodded at her.
Leo, this is Chloe.
Hey, Chloe.
For some reason, she didn't expect the young boy to extend his hand, taking her even more off guard with the strange situation. Elle saved her, taking his hand instead.
Sorry, she's germophobic. I'm Elle.
The guys all stared her down at the word germophobic, making her want to run away. You could tell they didn't believe it. She didn't expect Leo to begin laughing.
That's freaking genius, Nero. Why haven't we thought of that after all the gross hands we've had to shake?
Thankfully, everyone joined in the laughter, and even she gave a chuckle. The conversation had taken a different turn than she'd thought it would. One thing was for sure. Leo had a lot of charisma for his age, and since he was a lot younger than her, Chloe felt strangely comfortable with him. The more lunch continued on, the more comfortable she began to feel around them. For the most part, Elle and Leo were the ones to talk about how Leo was adjusting to high school. The other boys pretty much had quiet conversations to themselves, giving Chloe space to feel as if they weren't even there. She could almost block them out, until she felt Amo's eyes lingering on her, longer than she liked. And the more he did it, the more it started to irk her. As Elle started to get up to take their trays to the trash, Nero stopped her, taking the tray. Then Amo came up to take hers, and she didn't know what possessed her to hold on tightly, not letting him take it. As a result, when he held on and pulled it slowly to him again, he easily won.
I can throw away my own trash.
Her eyes remained glued to the ground, unable to look at the beast with her outburst.
Yeah. So what's your point?
Amo didn't wait for her reply, moving toward the trash can. He knew she wasn't going to say shit back.
That.
Catch you later, girls,
Leo called out
already heading to his class.
Beast!
Something about Amo was extremely unlikable for her.
What class are you in?
Spanish. Why?
Elle answered Nero's question. Amo had already started walking out front before he even replied.
Because we're gonna walk you to class.
After he took Elle's arm to get her to start walking, it wasn't long before he stopped to look back at her.
What are you doing, Chloe?
She had almost bumped into Elle's back from his abrupt stop.
Walking?
Why the hell are you walking on Elle's ass?
Raising her right eyebrow, that had a small patch missing from her scar, she didn't understand the point of his question.
This is how I always walk.
He ran his hands through his hair.
Jesus Christ! Chloe, walk beside Elle.
It was only when she noticed Amo and Vincent shaking their heads that she took a step to stand next to Elle. Then, when Elle nodded for her to go, she finally, reluctantly, started walking. The feeling of it was just weird. It was completely awkward for her to walk beside Elle. After growing used to looking at her back and being blocked by her, she felt like everyone was gaping at her as she walked past. Looking up for a moment, she found out that they were, but for a different reason. They were gaping at the fact that Nero and his crew were actually walking with them. By the time they reached their classroom, Chloe didn't waste any time before running in. She had all but forgotten what it had been like when she used to walk beside Elle. And now that the memory was back, she decided,
I didn't like that. Not at all.
Leaning against the wall outside the back of the school with his arms crossed, he started shaking his head. None of this made sense.
What are we doing here, Nero? Why do you suddenly give a shit about Elle and her friend?
Nero shrugged, staring at the back of the school door.
Maybe I just want to fuck her. No, man. You don't try this hard for pussy.
Nero continued to just stare at the door, not answering him. Amo looked at Vincent, who wasn't getting what was happening either. He started to head back to class.
All right, I'm out. Me too.
Vincent followed. Nero waited until the door was about to close behind them.
Okay, fine.
The two came back outside and stood in front of him.
What I'm about to show you, you didn't see.
You could tell he was still contemplating showing them as he pulled out his phone and went through it.
I wasn't even supposed to take a video of it.
When Nero turned his phone around, Amo and Vincent glued their eyes to it. They thought it was just a picture of an alleyway at first, but then a strawberry blonde in an old-timey diner uniform appeared with a trash bag in her hands. Vincent looked up from the phone.
Is that Elle? Yeah. Keep watching.
The video kept playing, showing Elle throwing the trash bag into the dumpster. You expected her to go back where she had come from, but instead, she ran to hide behind the dumpster, where you could no longer see her.
Shit,
Amo said when Nero's father came into focus, along with Nero's brother, Luca, who was holding a squirming man. A man named Sal scoped out the alleyway, coming close to finding Elle before he disappeared. They continued watching, knowing exactly what was going to happen. The man trying to fight for his life looked like he had bitten Luca's hand to free his mouth. Right before he could even scream, Nero's father shot him dead. They watched as a car then pulled up moments later and all the men got in, escaping from what they thought no one had seen. However, right before the video ended, Elle reappeared, running for her life. Vincent's mouth dropped open.
What the fuck?
She didn't go to the cops?
Nero shook his head.
No fucking way.
This is bullshit.
I don't believe it. That girl did not see anyone get murdered 2 days ago. She's acting too normal for that.
That's why I took the video recording. I knew you wouldn't believe me. I didn't fucking believe it when I came to school yesterday. And that was after I saw the video.
He put his phone back in his pocket after he clicked a few buttons.
I just deleted it.
The cat was already out of the bag, Vincent guessed.
So what's the job?
She's still 17, Amo answered, figuring it out. If she were a year older, this conversation wouldn't be happening. The family would have killed her, no questions asked.
That means you've got to find out if she actually saw them, and if she did, whether she'll keep her mouth shut till she turns 18. After that, she's as good as dead.
When Nero nodded his head, affirming the job, he seemed conflicted or almost sad.
He likes her.
That was going to be difficult, since the man who'd pulled the trigger was not only Nero's father, but was Dante Caruso, the boss of the Caruso mafia family. Then, to make it better, the man who had muzzled him was his brother, Luca Caruso, the fucking underboss. Amo went back to leaning against the wall.
If we help, then we get in too?
I'll make sure of it,
Nero said, going back to staring at the door.
I'm in,
Vincent agreed. When Sebastian appeared, looking high and mighty, Amo smiled.
This will be fun.
Nero was the one to move, and just how Sebastian had tried to lunge for Elle in the cafeteria, Nero lunged for Sebastian. Except he was successful in grabbing his collar to choke the shit out of him.
I thought you were going to give me some fucking weed and apologize,
Sebastian choked out.
Yes, and your dumbass believed it.
Nero squeezed his neck harder until choking sounds started coming out of Sebastian's mouth.
I better not catch you trying to lay your fucking hands on her again.
Letting him go for only a second, Nero punched him so hard in the face, he dropped to the ground, passing out cold. Amo boomed with laughter that Sebastian could only take one shot to the face. He was pretty sure he had passed out more from fear than the actual hit.
Vincent frowned. What the fuck, Nero? You took all the fun.
Not all of it.
Nero kicked Sebastian's helpless body before he swept his hair back into place. Planting his own kick, Vincent kicked him in the ribs, giving him another bruise to wake up to. Finally, Amo moved from leaning against the wall and went up to the still unconscious Sebastian. Even kicking him with only half his strength, it was still going to be the most painful one yet. Once his shoe made contact with Sebastian's balls, Sebastian woke up, screaming for just a second, before he passed out again. Amo's spit landed on the passed-out boy's lifeless face.
Bitch.
Chapter 26. He's clearly a psychopath. Chloe wasn't expecting them to be outside when their class ended. The look on Nero's face wasn't happy.
What did I tell you?
You told me, but I decided not to listen.
Elle flashed a smile, then went to take Chloe to her next class. Quickly, it evaporated when he grabbed her hand.
Do you honestly think I should let you walk Chloe to class and then let you walk all the way by yourself to art? I'm sure Sebastian is dying to get his hands on you. Alone. But how about when they get smart and realize you don't give a shit what they do to you, and they go for Chloe? Cassandra is only suspended, but she will be back, Elle. And until then, Sebastian will do her dirty work. And so will Stephanie and Stacy.
Yeah, you would know about Cassandra and Stephanie. You are all so close. Oh, wait, I forgot. Stacy, too.
That is a separate conversation we can talk about later. Right now, I'm asking you, do you want to get Chloe hurt? Because you know I'm right.
It didn't matter if they were going to make her walk beside Elle, whether she liked them or not, or anything else. For years, her best friend had been her bodyguard because Chloe was weak, and now, though they scared the piss out of her, to be honest, she had to make Elle do it. Elle deserved better. And if they only did it for a day, then that was one day she wasn't going to get beaten up.
He's right, Elle.
Sighing, Elle finally agreed.
Fine, let's go.
Nero kept Elle from walking. We're going to do things my way now. Amo is in health class with Chloe, so he is going to take her to class and bring her back to you in art. Got it? Slowly, she started regretting her comment. Elle shook her head.
No freaking way!
This isn't a discussion anymore, Elle. Chloe, is he in your class? Looking at the floor, she wished she could lie.
Yes.
Good. Now Amo will take you to and from class for now. Only for the last class of the day, and he will sit beside you in class. Are you okay with that?
No, I'm not.
Elle looked at her.
No, she's not.
When she looked back at her, Chloe could see they were both scared deep down of what could happen if they didn't take their help. Chloe had to look away from her to say the word.
Yeah.
All right. Go on, Chloe. You'll be safe with Amo.
It sounded like a genuine promise in Nero's voice.
Come on, Chloe.
Amo immediately started to walk away. It took a lot for her to follow him, leaving Elle behind. On the outside, she hoped she looked strong to her. On the inside, she wasn't. Only the thought of her and Elle surviving this semester got her to move her feet. Since Amo seemed to like walking out in front, she kept at his back, keeping a little bit more distance than she usually did with Elle. It certainly felt awkward. He was just so huge. She could actually look at his back and wasn't able to even see what was on the other side. Everyone seemed to move out of his way as he walked down the middle, not once moving an inch to the sides. She was only able to see anyone when they passed, and they certainly kept their distance from him. Taking just a step closer to his back, she thought she might be able to get used to it. He certainly had a build for a bodyguard, and no one even noticed she was behind him, since she was as short as most of the freshmen. Reaching the classroom, Amo opened the door. She expected him to go in first, but he didn't. He waited for her to go in. Seeing how close she would have to get to him in order to pass, she waited for him to go in instead.
Go, he said harshly, clearly making no attempt for him to go in first.
I almost forgot he was a beast.
Chloe passed him carefully, stomping into the classroom. Amo let the door close behind him as he shook his head at her. The whispering swirled in the classroom when they entered together, bringing her almost to a halt.
It wasn't until Amo was about to run into her if she didn't move that she headed to her seat in the back. Letting her long black hair veil her face, she tried not to listen to the gossip of what had happened during lunch. The tables in the health class were set up a lot like the science classroom, with several tables that only held two people. Chloe's table at the very back actually only held one chair. But that was because no one really ever sat there, and the room was a chair short. Finally, reaching her chair, she began wringing her hands, the attention on her giving her anxiety. However, she was thankful to put distance between them. She didn't expect him to actually sit next to her like Nero had said.
Plus, there's no chair beside...
A very loud and very obnoxious sound filled the room as Amo grabbed his empty chair at his old table and dragged it behind him, letting the legs scrape the floor.
Please stop, please stop.
Her embarrassment only continued until he placed the chair beside her at the table. Smiling proudly, he took his seat.
You thought I wasn't going to actually sit beside you, didn't you?
Chloe's answer was scooting her chair over to the very edge, though it didn't give her much more room, because he practically took up the whole table. By his smirk disappearing, she could tell he didn't like her answer very much. It didn't dawn on her until class started how close she was to him. The only person she had ever sat beside was Elle. And now she was sitting beside the biggest guy in school. Feeling the closeness between them, she went back to twisting her hands under the table, trying her best to concentrate on the lesson or anything that wasn't him. Amo made that rather hard. He seemed to like that she found him uncomfortable. Every now and then, he would remind her of his presence by adjusting in his chair, moving his arms just close enough for her hairs to rise on the back of her neck. She didn't think the final school bell was ever going to ring. This was the slowest class of her life. Watching the clock slowly tick by, she practically jumped up a moment before the bell even rang.
Screw this!
Chloe decided to take her chances with running to Elle, rather than spending another second with him.
I wouldn't do that. Amo's voice stopped her before she could even make a run for it. Sebastian's locker is right outside that door. But if you prefer to take your chances with him, then be my guest.
Swallowing hard, she contemplated her options before she decided to stick with the lesser of the two evils. Taking his sweet time, he waited until most of the class had left before he even got out of his seat to leave. Falling in line behind him, she was finally able to glare at the unbelievable jerk's back, keeping her distance at first. It wasn't until they passed Sebastian's death stare that she picked up speed to walk as close as she could to his back.
Wait, is something wrong with his face?
Walk beside me, Amo growled over his shoulder when her feet hit the back of his heels.
Preferring to stay behind him, she decided to put more space between them instead. Amo stopped abruptly, wanting her to run into him to teach her a lesson. It only made him angrier when she didn't.
Why won't you walk beside me like I asked?
Chloe felt like a scared little deer in headlights, not knowing how to respond to his anger.
I know you can talk, Chloe.
Crossing his arms over his chest made him look even more intimidating.
Now, answer me.
I...
She couldn't. She could only stand there, frozen, while she looked at the ground, hoping this would end. Another low growl escaped his throat before he gave up in defeat, walking to the art class without a response from her. Continuing to follow him was hard, and the only reason she did was because of the look of death Sebastian had given her moments ago. Something had looked definitely wrong with his face. Reaching the art room, Chloe jumped out from behind him to see Elle, Nero, and Vincent.
Nero, we need to talk.
Chloe will not get off my ass.
I told her.
Amo stopped mid-sentence to glare her down.
To walk beside me. But she refuses to even say a word to me.
That was it. She couldn't take him anymore. He clearly liked using his size to boss people around. She had called it years ago, saying nice Amo would turn into a jerky Amo once his puberty went to his head.
That's how I walk!
Elle laughed at her outburst.
Oh, now you can talk because Elle's around? I blame you.
Amo directed his finger at Elle. She stopped laughing.
Me? What did I do?
You taught her to walk like that.
Stepping up to him, Elle got in his face.
No, I didn't teach her shit. She learned to walk behind me when everyone started bullying us.
We never bullied you.
No, but you all sure as hell didn't stop it. Come on, Chloe, we're leaving.
Nero stopped her.
All right, calm down. You're right. We're just as guilty. All three of us are sorry, and we are trying to make it up from now on. But you and Chloe need to help us out here.
Chloe, listen to Amo and try to talk to him every now and then.
No, thank-
And?
Amo added.
And get off Amo's ass. Walk beside him from now on. It's safer there anyway. Someone could grab you from behind him if they wanted.
Swallowing, she thought back and realized Sebastian could have easily done that. Chloe nodded her head.
Yeah, like she'll have much room to walk beside the beast.
Elle stuck her tongue out at him. Nero raised his hand when Amo looked prepared to smart back off to her. However, he walked off, heading to the school parking lot. Her instinct was to still walk behind Elle, but Nero made her move.
Chloe, beside.
Walking beside Elle in defeat, she noticed Amo shake his head. Once they got to the school parking lot, she could see Sebastian about to get in his car.